Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
All right. Welcome to Thursday afternoon. You know we call it Baby Friday. It's 79 degrees, Mark, but it feels like 84 degrees outside. And it is humid like the middle of July in D.C. Look, developing right now, so Montgomery County had been the only county in the state of Maryland that hadn't put out a date for a reopening, right, of Phase 1. The county executive got a whole lot of heat from that, including from the governor. Well, just about a half an hour or so ago, he announced that Montgomery County would begin Phase 1 of reopening on June 1st. Now, that's in line with Prince George's County. We were the two hardest hit counties in the state, right? So things will start to open up June 1st.
And so I think Prince George's is to the first also, you said?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
A little format.
Also, D.C., look, so entering Phase 1 tomorrow, and this is after it meeting its goal of 14 days of declined COVID-19 cases. So that's some good news, right, D.C.? You still can't go to the nail salon, though. That's not open starting tomorrow. But hair places are. They're going to admit, like, you know, a small amount of people. You got to stay a certain distance from each other. But, yeah, no mani-pedi for me right now. All right.
No barber for me. I ain't down for that.
Well, you don't have any hair. You could do it yourself.
Okay, fine,
All right. Also, you know, look, we're seeing second days of protesting out in Minneapolis after the police killing of George Floyd, and also people in Los Angeles shutting down highways, standing in solidarity with peaceful protests. Not all have been peaceful, as we heard from the caller. So if you are heading out to a Target, just beware. You're going to see some extra police presence in some areas because there had been some looting in Target out in Minneapolis.
And possibly auto zones also, I think there may be.
It's just weird. You know, let's not do that. It distracts from what we're trying to do when we do that. Okay, last but not least, also the president came out and said that he is telling the Justice Department and the FBI to expedite the investigation into this killing. So
which was interesting.
It is interesting. Voting season is right around the corner. Speaking of the president, Twitter attached a fact-checking disclosure to two of the president's tweets, and after that he said, you know what, I'm coming up with an executive order because you're trying to censor conservative voices.
What?
Yeah, so.
You can't do it. You know what? If they attach anything to his lies, it's going to blow up.
Oh, my God.
He'd be lying all the time.
He was mad, though. I am the president. Anyway, that's what's on my timeline.
Coming up, Ask Allison on the way on WHUR.
Live from Al Mar Meta, it's Allison Seymour and Mark Clark. Social distancing on 96.3 WHUR. Hey.